Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. First off, Tom, how's your head feeling?
No concussion, just about seven zippers right now.
Back to the task at hand. It kind of seems like your guys have been poisoned a little bit this season. You play well, and you just can't seem to get rewarded for it. Anything short of a win going to get your guys over the hump?
Well, again, it's just I've never seen anything like this where we've played we've played five really good games, and it's just amazing. And we just have to, try to, get some puck luck or whatever. I don't know much more our guys can do. I realize our special teams over the course of the four games previously, let us down a bit. There's no question about that, Schultze. But it's just we're playing very well. We're executing. We're working hard. It's just a fine line. It's just a fine line between winning and losing, and we just haven't found a way to get it done yet. And, a hard-fought victory or two is no question going to be a good remedy. And you guys just got to stay the course, and they're positive. It's tough, but, man, we're playing good hockey, Schultze.
Have you ever seen a team, heard of a team, been a part of a team that's had anything like this happen?
I don't know. Not any team I coach, Brian. Usually, if there's losses, there's reasons. Again, we can't talk about our special teams, but boy, everything else. I mean, our entertainment. We're entertaining to the fans, and as a coach, we're making minimal mistakes, Schultze. Minimal mistakes, and there's not a lot of things you can sit there and show on video, other than just kind of hang in there, guys. And again, you will be rewarded, and that's kind of the approach we're taking.
Last night in the pregame, we talked about getting that same message across in a different way. Are you running out of ways to say it?
No, I don't think you ever do. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, Schultze, when you say something, you believe in what you're saying, and they know you're sincere. I think that's all it is. And, hey, they're watching the same stuff we're watching. Those guys, they get it. So, no, I think, again, that's the biggest thing. As a coach, I think right now you got to be positive and you got to be sincere and you got to be compassionate. And I'm compassionate for those guys. And they get that.
More Tom Ceritori when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Brian Schultze with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Your penalty kill, I thought last night, was really good, Tom. Is that a matchup that you kind of thought you liked going into the weekend?
I think the biggest thing is, Schultze, we were good up ice, and we talked about all week. The biggest thing on the penalty kill is you do want to eliminate a lot of in-zone time, because eventually with in-zone time, they're going to get scoring chances. Doesn't mean they're going to score, but they're going to get some scoring chances, just like we had last night when we had sustained pressure. But you got to do well on your face-offs. A, can you win the face-off? B, if you lose it, can you pressure right away when they're out of their structure? C, can you be good up ice? Can you force not only a dump, but again, can you force a dump that you're going to get to the puck first? Once you get to the puck first, you put the puck to where you want it, and hopefully, again, they don't get set up in their structure. And all those types of things I thought we did well last night to try to minimize the amount of in-zone time for Bowling Green.
What did you do best?
Up ice. There's no question. We did a good job up ice. They were on their off hands. We pressured them on their off hands, and I thought we got to the dumps, and we had some good clears as well.
Overall, what needs the most tweaking tonight?
I don't know if anything needs tweaking, Schultze. We got to find a way. We got to finish. You have to finish. There's no question. And I told the guys today, I go, it's interesting. I go, we could take the last five games, and we could have won 2-1 last night. Or 3-1, get an open netter. There's a fine line. But, now how are we going to try to get more offense? Well, I mean, obviously you'd like to get a power play goal or two, but I think the biggest thing is we have to do little things well. We have to drive the net, which I think we're doing a decent job of, but there's times, too, where we're waiting for a pass where we could have good net drives. We feel our net presence right now isn't where, like, Michigan Tech and Bowling Green over the course of the last three games we've watched them. They've always had a guy in front of the net. They got very good net presence. We need a guy in front of the net probably for – a little longer in the zone, just so we can occupy a defenseman to give us a little bit more of a two-on-two situation down low.
In this rink with, as you called it, the Super Bowl that is the puck at times, it's hard for me to even know who the heck has the puck and what their name is at times, so it's hard for me to see structure at times. Did you like what changes you wanted to make going into the weekend?
We did, Schultze. I thought you have to play like them in this rink, because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. They just thrive on not making any mistakes, and they just thrive on trying to get pucks behind your defensemen, and they're waiting for you to make mistakes. Again, I told the guys this week, and it's the truth, they want to outlast you. They want to outlast you. And once they get the puck in their zone, they want it out as quick as possible. So I mean, it's not like there's a lot of plays being made back and forth, but, you know, they also have the ability of finishing when they can get those opportunities. So it's not the hockey that probably we want to play, but it's the kind of hockey you have to play here.
How much time were you actually in that 1-1-3?
Not much. Not as much as we thought we would be in there, Schultz. We thought we might be in there a little bit more, and I don't think it set up as much as we thought. But there was times we were in it. But the biggest thing is I don't necessarily know if we were in the 1-1-3 as much as we did have three guys back, though, because they always have three guys, as you saw last night, on the attacking blue line. So you have to defend that blue line area pretty good. You know, the positive is that we had good numbers there, and if they dump it, they're flat-footed, so we can get back on retrievals, which we did. But if you get puck focused and you don't get back, well, then they can have an outnumbered rush and that can get dicey.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.